What's going on? My name is Derek. This is the Producers Journal podcast. Check us out on Instagram at the Producers Journal and TikTok at the Producers Journal Pod. Ask me anything. Doesn't have to be about production, podcast, producing, nothing. You can ask me anything. I'd love to hear from you. So today I want to talk about how I typically handle quoting a client for a job that includes a team member. Here's some context. So an old client popped back up yesterday, someone that I have launched a few podcasts for, but they were always sort of a one-time thing, or I would edit the first batch and then he would take it from there. And good guy, and enjoyed working with him. Well, his business has grown. He has a podcast called The Big Stud Podcast. He's a coaching consultant for the construction industry. And so he's a stud, I guess. He considers himself a stud, but it's also a play on words because of wood studs. So his assistant hits me yesterday and tells me that they need help with this podcast. He can no longer handle the production side of things and is looking to outsource editing, show notes, and social media. And I was the first one to come up in conversation, obviously, because we've worked together in the past. And he's also been good at referring me to other people within his circle to start their podcast. So it was a no-brainer that they contacted me first. Still grateful, but it makes sense. So they are looking for a quote on 3 episodes a week and 3 show notes for each. So, and they literally do that. You as the producer, you've heard this so many times. A new person comes in, I want to do 1 a week or 2 a week or 3 a week, and then it turns into once a month. But this guy's for real. So pretty good job, pretty good pickup. That's 12 podcasts a month added to the pot here. So awesome. And that's an easy quote. I already know what I charge. They're all basic edits. So I can give them a flat rate, no scrubbing, just a basic edit, flat rate for that. I have a flat rate for show notes. I know my profit margin. I have the editor, I have the writer on board, ready to go for anything new that comes in. So that's a piece of cake. So I'm upfront with her and give her the number of what it would be per episode, which would then be times 3 per week. But the social media is a different animal. And that's really what I want to talk about. Because whether it's social media management or it's a one-off video project, I have a video editor that does audio as well. But most of his video editing is episode-based on Zoom or Zencaster. And that's a scrub, and it is what it is, just like an episode. But once in a while, we'll get a big project or a one-off graphic design project. And what I have to do with those is I can't assume what it's going to cost. And I can't assume, more importantly, I can't assume what my guys want to make, because I don't know. I could get a bullet list of expectations on how they want this stylescape to look or the video to look, because it's a several different files from a Webernier and all these directions and all these extras and multi-camera. And I can't judge on how long that's going to take, because I'm not the specialist in that area. I can't judge how long a piece of cover art is going to take. That's more than just a podcast. Let's say it's a mock-up for a website. I don't know how long that's going to take, but my guys do. They're the specialists. So what I have to do is talk to them first, give them the lay of the land. This is what I'm looking at. This is what was given to me. And then connect them directly to the client, because they will know the answers to ask. They'll know best on what they need to know to get the full scope so then they can really get a good idea of how long it's going to take, and then they can give me a quote. They don't give the client a quote. It's a critical part of this formula. They give me the quote. So then I take that number and then mark it up, 20%, whatever it may be, whatever I can that makes me feel like I'm still being competitive. I don't want to outprice myself. I don't want to get underpaid either. There's that sweet spot. Then once me and my editor are on the same page, he or she is on board with what they have to do and the amount we agreed to, mark it up, send that quote to the client. That way, if the client says yes, then I know my editor is getting what he wants or what she wants. Rather than me just assume and then throw out a blind pitch, oh, that's going to be $200. And then I talk to my editor and he's going to be like, dude, I'm not doing that shit for $200. That's like a $500 job. Oh, crap. What do I do now? And I don't want to go on Upwork and try to find some crappy editor that would do it for $200. I want it done right. So I refer to the expert on my team. What do you want to get paid? That's what you feel like you need to get to be able to do this job accordingly and appropriately? Awesome. I'm going to get you that. Hopefully. If the client agrees to the number I give, then the client, then my team member is getting what he or she wants. So in general, that's how I handle the bigger projects. When it comes to editing, show notes, simple episode card, audiogram, videogram, I have that all worked out. I know how much time those take. I know what my guys agree to do these things for. So I know how to charge flat rates and I can give someone a quote instantly. But yesterday was a social media opportunity. Now, this is a completely different animal. We don't advertise, we meaning my company, Shelby Row Productions, we don't advertise social media management. We handle all the development and management of podcasts up to marketing. I leave that for other people. There are other businesses that are stronger in that. Shelby Row Productions is nuts and bolts. We build the shit for you and manage it and develop you and push you out there. But in the sense of publishing. But if you're looking for us to manage your social media or grow your downloads, I refer you to other people that are stronger in that. But I have a lady on my team, her name is Lexi, who started out as my transcriptionist and works a lot for me directly too, in the sense of this podcast that I host and produce called The Real Hernando. By this time, if you've listened to all these episodes, you've heard me talk about this podcast a lot. Plus, the link for that website and podcast is in the description, so go check it out. As we've been developing that, she's been my show note writer. She makes the thumbnails. She makes the reels. We promote on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok with reels. She writes all the descriptions for these posts. Gosh, she chooses the clips to use. She is absolutely the key ingredient to how this podcast reaches out to the audience. No question about it. I have an editor. His name is Sebastian. He does all the editing. But compared to what Lexi does, not even close. And I do the booking and the interviewing. And then the upload. So that's how we break it down. So for the last several months, we've built a really good system. So Lexi's on top of it, and I trust her, and it's just a fine-oiled machine. Well, now I get an opportunity to handle social media management for a potential client. Rather than say, sorry, nope, we're out, now I can possibly do it. But I don't give him an answer straight up. Because I can't assume Lexi has the time. Because when you work with contractors, you know, they have other things going on. She has another job. She has more clients. She works a lot for me in the sense of how much a contractor would work for a company like myself that's not full-time. She's probably putting in 20 hours a month. So when you break that down, it doesn't seem like a lot. But at the end of the day, it is a lot for me, what she does for me. So before I do anything to the client, I email or I Slack the information that I have, all the information I have, I Slack it to her, give her the context, and I tell her, look, I know we need more details, but this is what was given to me. They want audiograms. Each episode is going to get posts on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, 3 a week. There's a lot going on here. And do you think you have the bandwidth for this? So before we even talk about rates, I have to make sure she's available. Because if she isn't, then I say no to the social media management. Because I don't trust anyone else on the team. Not that I don't trust them, but no one else on my team really has the level of experience of social media management like that this client will need, except for Lexi. She's the rock star. She'll crush it. I don't feel comfortable doing it with anyone else. So she's in. She's like, yeah, that'd be a great opportunity. I'd love to do that. I do have time. I'm like, okay, now I know that I can say yes to being able to offer the service. Next step, rates. And now this goes back to the story I just told on how I handle this. I need Lexi to talk to this client directly so she can ask all the questions she needs to ask. How many per episode? Are we doing EP cards and audiograms? Who's choosing the clips? So on and so forth. Who's doing the writing for each post? She'll know best to ask what to ask over me. Why? Because I don't do social media management. So I wouldn't get all the information she needs. Well, before I connect her to the client, I have this little thing that's important to me, and that is branding and presentation. I do not connect a team member with a client without having a business email. name@shelbyrowproductions.com. And my main man, Mondo, that's hard to say, he is got an editor, audio, video, graphic designer, another form of an assistant. Like I have certain people on my team that assist me in different areas. So he's the guy I go to when it's time to set up a new business email. We go through Zoho and I just hit him up, man, stat, I need a new email for Lexi, Lexi@Shelbyrow Productions. Here's her headshot. And we have a branded signature with a headshot on it. Her title is social media specialist. Totally made it up on the spot. She's my specialist for the Real Hernando podcast. But in terms of offering this service to other clients, this is the first time we've done it, but the client doesn't need to know that. So now when Lexi connects with that person's getting a nice professional business email from Shelby Rowe Productions, social media specialist. They don't need to know that 30 minutes before they got that email, we scrambled to give Lexi a business email and signature. But that's what you do. You jump on these opportunities when you feel confident in being able to handle it. So now Lexi's going to be meeting with this client, I think this week. She'll get all the answers she needs or as much information as possible. Me and Lexi will talk, figure out what she wants. Then I'll figure out what I need to charge. And then we go from there. And I hope we land this client because it would be a nice little chunk of change, a nice bump in business. Even though these are basic edits at a lower rate, the labor is low and it would be 12 new episodes a month. I'll take it. I'll take it any day. So that's my method. And not only my method in general, but how I just handled the conversation yesterday with the new client, potential client, and how I quote and pitch and give them what I can give them as far as rates. Again, check us out. Instagram @theproducersjournal, TikTok @theproducersjournalpod. Go to my business website, shelbyrowproductions.com. And either avenue, I'd love to hear from you, and you can ask me anything about my life, about my child, my family, whatever you want. Get to know me. If you want to ask a question about being a podcast producer, I'll gladly answer that too. But you can literally ask me anything unless it's rude or gross, then I just won't answer it. All right. Until next time, y'all take care.